Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, hell no. No, this was not a good weekend for me. This is, I don't know if God's trying to tell me something, but remember I told you guys a few days ago that I had to say goodbye to T-Man? Yeah, I know we all, I don't know, maybe we'll do a little sort of a memorial. Well, T-Man was my IUD. And as I was going through my endometrial biopsy, because we wanted to make sure I didn't have endometrial cancer, and thank God I don't. No endometrial cancer. Thanks, guys, for asking. So far, so good. The IUD didn't like the biopsy too much. Started to get a little ticked off. And we're like, you know what? See ya. You know, you don't want to be there. I'm not going to need you much longer because I'm getting a hysterectomy. See ya. So, T-Man left. And so, I started some progesterone because you're never allowed to take estrogen when you have a uterus without some progesterone, because you could build up the lining and get endometrial cancer. And I was thinking to myself, maybe T-Man wasn't doing anything. Maybe he was sleeping on the job and he wasn't, you know, providing the proper progesterone levels down there anyway. So who cares? So he's gone. I'm starting to take my extra Prometrium, which is kind of cool because it makes it a little sleepy so you can sleep well. And then all of a sudden I'm working out yesterday. Just working out yesterday. And all of a sudden, it's that feeling like, whoa, no. And it's a feeling that is so traumatizing to any young girl, any of us that, according to the Lancet, bodies with vaginas, any of us young girls going, oh, my God, I'm bleeding. And there was, you know, so I had to, like, you know, escape, go to the bathroom and see what the heck is happening. And here I was, just like 30 years ago, and I had a period. And it wasn't just any period. It was a, like, period from, I don't know. You know when the Red Sea opened up and then the Red Sea had to close? That's what it felt like. All right. So I race home, trying to scrounge around for any pads. Remember, I've been in menopause for years, or I thought I was, because of the IUD. And one of the reasons why I don't have any pads is not that I throw things out. I'm a hoarder. I just don't throw things out. It's because I was using these things as COVID masks. I mean, I don't know if I would recommend it, but, you know, if you open up a pad, that little pink thing, I really don't like this color pink. I like blue, so I like my blue pads. But these things, and these are like the long, just in case you have a big mouth. So what I used to do is you take off the sticker of the background, and you go like this, you got a COVID mask. It's a heck of a lot thicker, heck of a lot thicker than this mask. Look, this mask you could see through, this surgical mask thingy, but this pad has layers and crevices, and it also has like little indents to kind of steer away the fluid. So if you go like this, you can basically have a COVID mask. Now if I go like this, I can even cover the nose. So my COVID mask, like that, works. I mean, if I don't have a mask, I put something like this on my face, nobody gives me any trouble. So I have one left, and it's going to be a very, very scary week for me, because I just remember the nightmare of having periods in the middle of Walmart, in the middle of class, you know, trying to sleep. I don't know, and the cats. It's funny, because some of the cats that are still alive, you know, from my period days, you know, they saw me going into the tampon drawer that they've been now sleeping in. And they're like, you know, what are you doing, Mommy? And I go, it's back. But no. You know, they all ran. They start telling each other and doing the whisker tick, telling everybody. So then the cats are looking at me going, what's the, you know. It's funny because we got an old cat. She's like a 15-year-old cat that wasn't around during my menstruation days. And she walks up to me going, oh, hell no. I am not putting up with you during all this. And I'm like, first of all, you don't do anything anyway, so get lost. So back to, you know, is God trying to tell me something? I have thought I've been in menopause this whole time. I've been bragging that I'm perimenopausal. I have been footloose and fancy free. I've been all excited. I told my husband if Michael Fassbender comes into town, I'll sleep with him because there's no way I would have his baby because, and he's like, fine, have at it. He's on your laminated list. And it looks like, no, things might be working down there. And if things are working down there, should I have another baby? So, as you guys know, I'm not a young little chickadee. But all these posts on Daughter Day, it was National Daughter Day a couple days ago, everybody had pictures with their daughters. So I told my sons, I need to put a picture of you guys up with me. Like, why? I go, because it's National Daughter's Day. Not funny, Mom. I'm like, but you're my babies. Should I get a daughter? We don't care, Mom. If I had a daughter, then I'd be like, oh, Mom, yes, let's do a selfie together. Let's do a picture together. Oh, Mom, we'll look so pretty. Let's get our hair done. We'll look all good. Oh, Mom, people will think we're sisters. You don't even look like a mom. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm a baby girl. My son's like, you could post the picture on Grandma Day. I'm like, you guys are jerks. So, I don't know. If I have one last shot at being fertile, and remember, the Lancet said, I am a body with a vagina. I kind of forget. I thought I'm a woman. I thought, I have a mind. I thought I have a soul, a personality. But, reading that medical journal and being reminded that that's truly what I am. I am a body with a vagina. Maybe I need to start using the vagina more. It's just a thought. And so if I am having the possibility of having a period, and by the way, if I'm pregnant, then I could save these maxi pads for COVID because there might be another COVID wave. I don't know. This is long, isn't it? By the way, doesn't it stink where you wear one of these and then you bleed like right here or right here? I can't tell you how many times it happens, always has wings, where you pull it open, it has wings. That's not the wings I need. I need up here or up here protection, down here protection. But anyway, so we'll see what happens. I promise I'm not going to be grumpy. I think I'm going to get through it like I did. I mean, we women, man, we can do everything, whether we're hemorrhaging or not. But man, I don't know. I know. So should I have another baby? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The one reason why I might not is I already have a tough time with some of the kids' music right now. I don't know how I could do a two-generation span right now. I don't know how I would do it. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I haven't been able to discuss this on Facebook because Facebook punished me when I had brought up that there was a medication in the works to treat COVID. And even though it was a headline, Facebook has been kind of known to misconstrue and, I guess, fact-check the wrong things. And so, sadly, I haven't really been able to talk about it much because I don't want to be kicked off Facebook. Is that crazy? Well, apparently there is a medication, and this is in the news. It's in the news. It's a pill. CNN is reporting it. And it's a pill to treat COVID-19. And we just don't have that much information on it because I think everybody is so afraid of that algorithm that Facebook has, where the only thing I had was Merck was working on one, and the news, the local news, asked me, interviewed me about it. So all I did was put on Facebook, I'm going to be on Local News 3 to talk about the drug at 6 p.m. And they said it wasn't appropriate, and the next time I do it, I could be canceled. And I'm like, but the news asked me, so it looks like anytime you put an oral pill, unless they change your algorithm, you get canceled. So this is some pretty, pretty stupid stuff that's happening from a social media and news network. So antivirals are essential treatments for hepatitis C, HIV. We use Tamiflu for flu. And the medications treat and prevent viral infections in people and animals. And we've been waiting for one for COVID. Well, it sounds like, according to CNN, there are three promising antivirals for COVID that are being tested in clinical trials, with results expected as soon as late fall or winter. Now, this is according to Carl Diefenbach, director of the Division of AIDS at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. They go, I think that we will have the answers as to what these pills are capable of within the next several months. The top contender right now is the Merck & Company, the molnupiravir. That's the one that I talked about on air, and when I put that little teaser, I got in trouble with Facebook. This is a product being tested in a Seattle trial. Two others include a candidate from Pfizer, known as PF07321332 and AT527, an antiviral produced by Roche and Atea Pharmaceuticals. They work by interfering with the virus's ability to replicate in human cells. In the case of molnupiravir, the enzyme that copies the viral genetic material is forced to make so many mistakes that the virus just can't reproduce in its essential sense. Hence, then you have less viral load, shortens the infection time, prevents the bursting of new viruses, and it allows your immune system some time. How viruses work is they attach to the cell, then they tell the cell, they take over the cell's DNA, they tell the cell, make more of us. The cell's like, okay. Cell makes a whole bunch of virus. Then obviously, because the cell's, you know, DNA is not doing what it needs to keep the cell alive, all it's doing is making a new virus. Cell explodes. Breaks all these virus particles, now go to new cells. You need to make more of me. Okay. And then it makes more of them. And that's how they spread. And that's also how viruses seem to be more associated with cancer than bacteria is. Because viruses can control DNA. Very scary stuff. Viruses scare the hell out of me. Bacteria, I'm good with. I'll bust that bacteria cell wall with a sledgehammer. I'm fine with that, but not virus. Viruses are scary stuff. So the antiviral drug remdesivir has been approved to treat COVID. It's given IV to patients in the hospital, and it's trying to be looked at. Remdesivir we're using if you're really ill and you're in the hospital, but because it's an infusion or through an IV, we need to come up with a pill form. They're working on that. Dr. Sheehan, who performed preclinical work on remdesivir, led an early study in mice, according to CNN, that showed the molnupiravir could prevent early disease caused by SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID. The formula was discovered at Emory University and later acquired by Ridgeback and Merck. Clinical trials have followed, including an early trial of a couple hundred participants last spring that showed the molnupiravir rapidly reduced the levels of infectious virus. Merck executive Robert Davis said this month the company expects data from its longer phase 3 trials in the coming weeks, with the potential to seek emergency use authorization from the FDA before the year end. That's huge. Now, Pfizer has launched a combined phase 2 and 3 trial of its product September 1, and Atea officials said they expect results from phase 2 and phase 3 trials later this year. They say if the results are positive and emergency use is granted for any product, distribution would begin quickly. Now, can I just say it's about flipping time? We have been concentrating so much on the vaccine
and then the waning immunity, and then the boosters, which is nice. I'm glad we have them. But where's our attention on other things we need? When Oscar De La Hoya, who's vaccinated, is back in the hospital, we need to have something else besides a vaccine. Or masks or maxi pads or whatever else we use. So, oral antivirals were originally sidelined for lack of interest. Well, yeah, if the government is only spending money on vaccines, who's going to want to spend millions of dollars on something the government might not buy? But Biden did announce back in June that they did agree to obtain about 1.7 million treatment courses of Merck's molnupiravir at a cost of $1.2 billion if the product receives emergency authorization or full approval. Then the administration said it would invest $3.2 billion in the antiviral programs for pandemics, which aims to develop antivirals for the COVID crisis and beyond. Thank you. So the pandemic kickstarted a long-neglected effort to develop potent antiviral treatments for coronaviruses. They say the original SARS virus in 2003 gave scientists a scare. Then it was followed by Middle East Respiratory Syndrome in 2012. Research efforts slowed when the outbreaks did not persist. That's why we got caught with our pants down. After SARS went away, or we were told it was done, by July of 2003, who's going to make money? Who's going to put money into SARS treatment? Well, if somebody did, we might have had something today ready for this one. So, you know, we need to be proactive, but it costs money. They say widely available antiviral drugs would join the monoclonal antibody therapies already used to treat and prevent serious illnesses and hospitalizations caused by COVID. The lab-produced monoclonal antibodies would mimic the body's natural response to infection, easier to develop, and they're given by IV infusion. So the federal government is covering the cost, which is about $2,000 a dose of monoclonal antibodies. So the difference between monoclonal antibodies and the antivirals is monoclonal antibodies give you antibodies. If you don't have enough of your own troops to fight this, the monoclonal antibody give you additional troops. It's like you're borrowing, you know, a couple battalions to help you fight the virus. That's what Trump got with Regeneron. Antiviral is you take a medication that allows your body to fight the virus at the viral part of things. So, and the replication part of things. Now, they say like the monoclonal antibodies and antiviral pills, it's no substitute for vaccination. But it is nice to have another option. I think it's necessary to have another option. The big problem we have is these variants keep coming. And these variants have very similar spike proteins, and our vaccines don't necessarily, they aren't fine-tuned for those spike proteins. They were made for the wild type. And rather than making fine-tuned ones, because that would be expensive, we're just using the older version because it gives a certain amount of protection. But I would have thought before the booster, we would have had fine-tuned them. But in order to fine-tune one, you have to go back through all the bureaucracy, you have to go back through all the clinical studies, you have to go back through all, so it's easier for them just to use the older version. So, honestly, there's so much reproducibility of these mutations that I would say, let's just start making. We know the N501Y, the E484K, these are very common mutations in these spike proteins of the mutants. So why not have a vaccine that, you know, well, oh well. So, if the antiviral pills prove effective, this could be huge. So, as Tamiflu works for flu, as long as it doesn't get, you know, resistance, this could be our next, you know, flu treatment in a way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a vote for the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill for Thursday. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they wouldn't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Brian Fitzpatrick joins Fox News and describes Republican stance on this vote.
We want infrastructure. We want it done in a responsible way, but we do not want it linked in any way, shape, or form to reconciliation.
Fitzpatrick continues by saying he's bothered by the lack of collaboration.
This is a one-party solution that's being advanced. They're not taking any feedback in committee. They're not taking any feedback on the leadership level. That's not okay.
President Biden receiving his coronavirus booster shot on Monday, the White House announcing he got it in line with the CDC and FDA's recommendation. USA Radio News. The World Health Organization is reviving its stalled investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus, as agency officials warn that time is running out to determine how the pandemic that has killed over 4.7 million people worldwide began. A new team of about 20 scientists is being assembled with a mandate to hunt for new evidence in China and elsewhere. A border state governor is taking action to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says orders he issued are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in his state. He spoke on Fox News Sunday, the Republican governor saying the Biden administration has left Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled on the federal level. He says the Haitian migrants wouldn't have been in the situation they were in if the administration was upholding immigration laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you pee in the shower? When you're in the shower, you go pee. I do. I think pee in the shower is fantastic. I think it helps the environment. We're definitely saving on toilet paper. So I'm a big fan of the pee-pee in the shower sort of activity. And the cats don't like it when the cats are in the shower with me, so I like leave, you know. But the reason why I am a huge, huge fan of peeing in the shower, I've never always peed in the shower. I would wait, I would hold it, and then I'd run to the bathroom, which really does help, you know, in terms of bladder strength. Some people say don't pee in the shower because you need to hold it just because you're here in the water and you need to kind of, you know, work on that bladder so then you can make it to the bathroom and all that. But the reason why I became a fan
is I used to have very dry, cracked feet because I always walked around barefoot. I was just always barefoot. And for some reason, like, I don't know how I did it. I think it was because I was writing Carbel 40 for people, which was kind of an expensive urea cream for their dry feet. And I'm like, why don't I just pee in the shower? And my heels smooth like a baby's bottom. So I'm a believer. And I don't drink my urine. Urine is, do not drink your urine. Urine has to go out of your body. Don't be drinking it. We talked about that one group that drinks it for good health, and oh, hell no. But in terms of skin manifestations and dry skin, we have been studying urea, which is the major component of urine, for years, and there are some benefits. It's just doctors aren't really allowed or able to say to go and pee on yourself yet. I mean, because, you know, we aren't really going to get a pharmaceutical company's endorsement for that. So let's just kind of dissect what exactly is urine. So as you know, urine is a byproduct for your waste. Urine we want out of the body. It's yellowish. It's created by the kidneys. It filters toxins, unneeded substances by the blood. It travels through the ureter into the bladder for storage. And then upon urination, it goes out through the urethra to the outside world. So you have a kidney, you have a ureter, you got the bladder, and then you got the urethra. Girls' urethras might be a little smaller than guys. Okay? And then it goes to the outside world, and then it sprays, and, you know, it gets on walls and cars and fire hydrants and all sorts of stuff. So it's yellow because of urochrome. Urochrome is responsible for the color of urine. It's kind of a byproduct of heme when red blood cells break down. Now, some people will say, ooh, I'm getting some good vitamins because my urine is bright yellow. Well, the urine is bright yellow because it's trying to give off the riboflavin. And so some of the excess B-complex vitamins have to get dumped in the urine, and that's why it makes it bright. It's a sign that the vitamin got into your body and made it to your kidneys, but I can't say it's a good sign if your body has to dump a bunch of it, you know? So urine is composed of urea, ammonia, salts like sodium chloride, calcium, minerals, protein, creatinine, cells, toxins. Most urine doesn't have an odor, but when you're dehydrated, there's more ammonia than water. And then also infections, food, medications could change the smell. It is not a good source of vitamins because, remember, it's leaching out your byproducts. The vitamins you need, you keep. So just because you have glowing yellow urine doesn't mean you should drink it. Does it cure acne? No. Definitely not by drinking. Some people say that acne could be the Propionium bacteria and acne can clear up. I just would not put it on my face. I'm just not there yet. And in fact, most dermatological preparations for acne don't include urea. So I wouldn't do it. I do not think it's safe to drink your own urine because, again, this is your byproducts. But the one thing that I really, really give urine credit for is my feet being smooth. So I don't know if any of you guys have dry, cracked feet, but your doctor probably gave you Carmol 40. Carmol 40, it comes in 20% urea or 40% urea. And the urea component has been an anti-keratolytic and also something that helps absorb your skin's moisture such that it will soften the skin. And there have been studies looking at urea cream for this. Some studies looked at urea cream for recalcitrant foot fungus. I think it's touch and go with some of the studies. I would never say to pee on your feet to cure yourself from foot fungus. I don't think it works. I think for foot fungus, you need more, you need the cream to stay there. So for foot fungus, fungus is very recalcitrant. It's very sturdy. So you can't just pee on yourself and wash off in the shower and then nothing happens. So I wouldn't recommend it for that. But for dry feet and cracked heels, I'd like to hear from you guys. Has any of you are you a shower peer, and how do your feet look? Now, has any study looked at what happens if you're diabetic? Well, we don't have a lot of studies about people peeing on themselves, but there was a study looking at the urea creams for diabetics. And remember, when you're diabetic, you do not want a dry, cracked foot. A dry, cracked foot puts you at severe risk for an infection getting into the foot. And if the infection gets into the foot, it could cause an ulcer. And if it causes an ulcer, it could cause osteomyelitis, infection of the bone. Infection of the bone could lead to the need to amputate. It could even lead to death. You do not want to have an infection under your foot, which is why doctors don't tell you to pee on yourself. But we also don't want you to have cracks in your feet. So we use cream, and there's been studies looking at the urea cream. One study looked at 30 outpatients with severe bilateral anhidrosis, which is dry skin. They did a 6-week treatment regimen of a 10% urea cream on the right, 25% urea cream on the left, and the 25% showed a much bigger difference than the 10% cream. So if you have dry feet, can you save the money on the urea cream and just pee in the shower? I have to say no, because if you have any sort of severe dry feet, you got to get that checked out right away, because you got crevices in there, and you got bacteria that are going to come into the crevices, and they're going to want to set up shop. And because you're sweeter, diabetics are sweeter, and they can taste the sugar, those bacteria are going to have too much fun. So if you have a medical condition and you have some dry, cracked feet, get it medically treated. The reason being is if you pee in the shower, when you pee in the shower, one is you might not be able to aim. See, we women, we could, it'll just hit our feet. All we have to do is stand there. You know, I could hit a couple notes, and I could try to hit a high note, and they go, oh, there we go, some more. But when you're a dude, you know, it expels, and it projectiles. So you would almost have to stick your foot, it's kind of difficult to do. I don't know, I'm not a guy, so I don't know how I would do that. And if you're in the shower, it washes off, obviously. Now, some of you will say, well, then I just won't pee in the shower. But what are you going to do? You're going to pee on the kitchen floor? No, no. Just, you know, if it's going to work, it's going to work in the shower. If not, have a doctor write you some of the urea creams if you qualify to see if it works. And not everybody works. If you have a process whereby you just have dry feet, who knows, maybe you have a thyroid disorder, maybe it's your shoes or whatever, then it doesn't matter what cream you put on. But for the real severe cases, we have to kind of get it on there and let it absorb, and it's going to take some time. In the shower, it washes off in 2 seconds. So I don't know if it does that much. But for some reason with me, it worked. So I want to hear from you guys. How are your heels, and are you a shower peer? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of where's my toilet paper, the toilet paper, we think, is in the Port of Los Angeles or in New York Harbor. Apparently there are huge shipping containers that are bottlenecking that have a lot of our goods. And so if you're not buying toilet paper from America, but you're buying it from China or whatever because it's cheaper, then you're going to be waiting for your toilet paper. Now, I might be going to California in a couple weekends. Maybe I'll jump into the water, try to help unload a couple of those things of toilet paper, float them back to the shore, because I do not want to be out of toilet paper. But if you pee in the shower, that's one less reason to use toilet paper. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday was a phenomenal day in football. I mean, wow, I don't know if you guys watched. It was just, the Packers win against the 49ers. I was kind of rooting for the 49ers because Garoppolo is so cute. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, can't leave Aaron Rodgers 8 seconds. Or 7 seconds, or any amount of time. Raiders went to overtime again and was able to pull through. The longest touchdown in NFL history occurred, and the longest field goal in NFL history was scored on the same day. Longest touchdown was done by the Jaguars. I apologize, I don't know the name of the player. And then the longest field goal was done by, I believe, the Ravens for their win. So just a crazy, crazy day. Unfortunately, it wasn't just all good news. Head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, had to go to the hospital. Now, apparently, the 63-year-old, he's been released from the hospital, so we got some good news. But it was a little scary because he had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance yesterday. After the Chiefs lost to the Chargers, 30-24, we thought it might have been a heart issue. He did not approach reporters like he usually does. Left it to his assistant head coach, Dave Taub. And we were told that Reid felt ill, departed for a local hospital for examination. He didn't address the media as he normally would after a game. He left in an ambulance less than an hour after the game ended. He had been originally evaluated by their medical staff in the locker room, and as a precaution, was transported to the University of Kansas Health System for further evaluation. They say currently the coach is doing well, resting in stable condition, and we have just been told that he has been released from the hospital. The 63-year-old, isn't of ideal weight. People say, you know, he loves a good cheeseburger, but I don't believe he's had a very extensive cardiac history. They had said originally that it was due to dehydration, but we're being told by Ted Cruz, Vice President of Communications for the Chiefs, he said there is a great update to be shared. So Coach Reid has been released. He is in great spirits, doing well. You guys know him, almost as good as me, and he's been chomping at the bit. He'll probably be here later today or in the morning to be back at work. So, coaches, you know, like Jason Garrett, I'm not thinking of all the names. McVay, Mike Tomlin, they're in pretty good shape. Sean McVay, I mean, these guys look like they are pretty good shape. And then you have, you know, Belichick. Belichick, you're like, is he going to be okay? But he's lost some weight. Bruce Arians, you know, you kind of worry a little bit when they're a little on the heavy side. You know, but many of the younger coaches, you know, they keep themselves in pretty good shape. And so, sadly, when you see somebody a little bit overweight, that's when you're like, ooh, you get a little nervous. And then when they're, you know, to the hospital. So people ask, wait a second, you know, what sort of a hospitalization would, you know, require that yet give an immediate report that, okay, you know, he's good, and then be released from the hospital. So one is we would like to let them have their privacy, but I can't talk about what conditions would have such a fast turnaround at a hospital. If somebody was dehydrated, let's say they had diarrhea, you know, it wasn't COVID diarrhea, let's say they had diarrhea. They were out there, it was hot, it was sunny, they were on their feet, they weren't drinking enough, you could be dehydrated. And then they give them some IV fluids, they keep an eye on them, let them go. Sometimes with the heart, if somebody's feeling like, you know, gosh, I don't know, maybe it's a heart attack, we do a 24-hour observation. If nothing is out of the ordinary on testing, we do a stress test, we'll watch you for 24 hours. If we think you're good, you say you're feeling good, we'll still recommend you follow up with a cardiologist, but we don't necessarily have to have you in the hospital, per se. What if he had an abnormal heart rhythm? Somebody has suggested on Twitter that Andy Reid might have had an abnormal heart rhythm, palpitations. But with palpitations, we're going to want to make sure that's not because of a heart attack. We're going to want to make sure you're not going in and out of an abnormal rhythm. But if we don't think it's, and if we can't see the palpitations, we could send you home with a monitor. And even when you're at work, you could have the monitor on so we could see if it happens again. So just because somebody's out of the hospital, you know, doesn't mean we're washing our hands of you medically. There's still things that, you know, can be done. So we'll see what happens. But I'm very, very grateful that he got out of the hospital and he's doing good. It's just something you just never, never want to see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in practice, I was called the thyroid hunter because I look for thyroid cancer. And not on purpose, just I'll talk to you, I'll look at the thyroid, and I'm like, your thyroid looks funny. And so time and time again, I will watch somebody on TV, and I will say, look, your thyroid's too big. You know, and I'll try to reach out to them and, you know, tell them to go get themselves checked out. And I can't tell you how many patients of mine, they would come to me for something completely unrelated. They say, oh, I already had a physical, and I'm like, but your thyroid looks funny to me. We do an ultrasound, there's a mass. We do a biopsy, there's cancer. And I don't like to mess around with thyroid cancer. I don't want anybody walking around with thyroid cancer. But I don't do it on everybody. I know some of my friends are like, you didn't look at me. I haven't seen you in years. Girl, come on. So, you know, what I have done is I have written a small piece of celebrities or public officials who I think need to get their thyroid checked out. Now, what is a thyroid? Well, the thyroid is crucial for body functions such as reproduction, metabolism, skin, heart rate, blood pressure, mood, energy, weight control, heat, cold intolerance, body temperature, and more. If you have low thyroid, you know, you'll have, you know, weight gain, cold intolerance, menstrual irregularities, mood disorders. If you have high thyroid, you could have weight loss, heat intolerance, also issues with your hair, your skin, sweating, excessive hair growth, blood pressure could be off, high heart rate, low heart rate, depending on high or low. Blood pressure will be higher in low thyroid, interestingly. You could get palpitations, abnormal heart rhythm. So hopefully they checked Andy Reid's thyroid level as well. But I always worry about a growth or a mass. And so when I see a large gland, it could be because you're not making enough hormone and the brain is screaming at it to grow, or it could be because there's cancer, or it could just be a benign larger gland. So one way to tell is if there's asymmetry in the thyroid. Now, people who have been very known, have been very open about their thyroid struggles are Oprah, Kelly Clarkson, Gigi Hadid, Gina Rodriguez, Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams had some pictures of her taken recently when she was coming out of a hospital, and her eyes were really kind of bulging. And that's a sign of exophthalmos. So I wonder if her thyroid is hyperactive, and somebody needs to check on that, because sadly with exophthalmos, you need to have it surgically fixed so the eyes, you know, relax, the muscles relax back into the sockets. And then some actresses have had thyroid cancer. Sophie Vergara, Rod Stewart, Roger Ebert, Angie Everhart, Katie Sackhoff. So who do I think should have the thyroid checked? Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her thyroid looks a little funny to me. I could be wrong, you know, but I might see like a little something on the left. And then there were a couple pictures of her eyes bulging, so I want to make sure her thyroid status is being checked. Ryan Eggold, who plays in The Manifest, Tom Keene, has a huge left lower thyroid mass. He's got to get that checked out. Tammy Bruce, she has a little bit of fullness. I want to make sure that gets checked out. Drew Barrymore, for years, I told medical students, she looks like she has a goiter, large thyroid. Michael Fassbender is very, very sexy. So when I see his neck, I just want to make sure somebody's kind of keeping an eye and making sure that, you know, can't tell if he's got anything there. Viggo Mortensen, his neck looks a little different as he's aged, but I can't tell if he has a little something there. Amy Schumer, looks like her thyroid's enlarged. Lizzo, maybe her thyroid's enlarged. Beyonce, there's a picture of her where her thyroid looks enlarged. Kristen Bell, maybe as well. So, anyway, I wrote a little piece. If there's any actors or actresses you think have a large thyroid, let me know. I'll reach out to them if I can. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.